Christmas is not an affirmative force. It simply reoccupies the space vacated by the light.
This is the Hamilton Corner on American Family Radio.
It should be uncomfortable for a believer to live as a hypocrite.
Delivering people out of the bondage of mainstream media
and the philosophies of this world.
God has called you and me to be his ambassadors, even in this dark moment. Let's not miss our moment.
And now, the Hamilton Corner.
Good evening. Welcome to the Hamilton Corner here on American Family Radio. I'm your host, Abraham Hamilton III, joined by a portion of the J-Squared contingent today. We have Mr. Jason Tross on my right, solo. And then Marty Sparks is lighting up the dark from the screening room. And I'm glad to be back in town, back from Cincinnati. We had a great opportunity. What a great opportunity it was to share the word of God in Cincinnati, Ohio. Thank you to all who came out, all of the people I got to meet. Man, what a blessing. You know, there are some amazing people in this audience. And I love how when you meet them, you resonate immediately. You know, and that's what it's like to be in the kingdom of God, man. You don't have a bunch of, you know, and I've been in environments where you go to certain mixers or whatever, and you have to schmooze. No schmoozing with kingdom folks, man. I love it. I love it. I love it. But I'm glad to be back here. Thank you to everyone who's tuning in. Most of you making your way from your part-time jobs to your full-time jobs, even though we're approaching that turkey season. By the way, I'm really tired of people disrespecting Thanksgiving. You know, I was in a hardware store. And they're playing Christmas music already. And I'm saying, hold up now. So you just going to speed by giving thanks? And I know, I'm not crazy. I know it's because, you know, you don't sell a whole lot of knickknacks for Thanksgiving. You know, so they're looking at their bottom line financially. But excuse me. Don't disrespect the day of giving thanks, man. I don't appreciate it. Not at all. Anyway, let's get to the program today. Man, so much is happening. As you making your way, most of you, from your part-time work to your full-time work, do so with the full recognition, man, that serving your families is ministry. We have to serve our families. And talking about it is not the same thing as doing it, you know. We have to make disciples of our young ones. We have to cultivate our marriages. You know, we have to understand that family must come first. Must come first. This is God's order. I heard someone tell me one time, well, you know, sometimes my family just have to understand because the Lord is calling me to ministry. I said, calling you how? Sending you Morse code? I said, man, listen, God does not require you to choose between being faithful to your family and being faithful to his call, because his call includes you serving your family of first import. So as we make that transition from part-time work to full-time work, do so understanding that the outworking of the Great Commission begins in Jerusalem. The Lord doesn't want us to ignore Samaria and Judea and the outermost parts of the world, but he certainly does not want us to sacrifice Jerusalem, in order to win the world. Don't allow your home to be a cautionary tale because you were so ambitious, so committed to making a buck, so committed to doing the work of the ministry, that you fail to understand that serving your family is ministry, and we end up sacrificing our families on the altars of external faithfulness. Let's serve our families well. All right, praise God. We're going to start in Matthew chapter 5. Just three verses, basically. Matthew 5, verses 11 through 13. And I have a story that's not so much a story like a news item, but it's just a contemporary example of what I'm talking about here. Matthew chapter 5, the longest recorded sermon of Jesus in Scripture. This is the Sermon on the Mount. And Jesus says this, verse 11, Matthew 5, 11, blessed, listen to this, man, blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Verse 13, you are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled under people's feet. Now, I'm sharing this, looking at what's going on and praying about what's happening in our country and in the world. There is going to be the need for our pastors and our churches to communicate a proper theology of suffering to the body of Christ that the Lord entrusts to our care. The Lord said, blessed are you when others revile you. Reviling is an insult, a stinging, a strong insult. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. The Lord says, reviling, false accusations against Christ followers for remaining faithful to him and standing firmly on his word is not an occasion to recoil. It's actually an occasion for rejoicing. Now, I know this doesn't feel good. This completely goes against contemporary thought processes and the way things are going on today. But we do not, as followers of the Lord Jesus Christ, we do not have the opportunity to allow cultural commitments to transcend our commitment to the Lord's word. Blessed are you when others revile you. Rejoice and be glad when all manner, all kinds of evil is said about you falsely. Now, here's the key. If it's false, it's not an occasion to rejoice. If people are saying things about you that are true. But when people say things about you that are false, what's an example of a falsity? Standing on the Lord's word doesn't mean you hate people that are engaged in sinful lifestyles. You can be pro-Bible without being anti-anybody else. Now, let's be honest. If you are anti-anybody else, let's deal with that. One of the things that often happens is, and this is why the scales were balanced when Jesus talked about judging. He's not saying that we don't judge, but the Lord is saying, make sure you apply to yourself the same standard that you apply to everybody else. But many times we apply a sliding scale to our own sin, and yet we want to hold other people to a different standard. But when all manner of evil is said about you falsely, to say it in a simple way, when they're lying on you because of your commitment to Christ, that's not an occasion to recoil. That's an occasion to rejoice. Lord, check this out. Look at these folks lying on me again because I love you. Lying on me again because I am governed by your word. It's not an occasion to recoil. It's an occasion to rejoice. And unfortunately, because the idea of suffering for righteousness' sake is very foreign to us, we find many who profess to be Christ followers, capitulating because they're saying mean things about me. Have you seen my reviews on Facebook? I have so many bad reviews. I have to change my stance. Have you seen the number of articles where they're lying about me? I have to change my stance. I'm sure many of you saw stories circulating today about Chick-fil-A. In spite of proponents of the sexual deviancy political agenda opposing Chick-fil-A since 2012. Chick-fil-A has skyrocketed. I mean, they make more money per store than any other fast food chain. Being closed on Sunday, they're the third most profitable fast food chain in America. But the CEO came out saying that, well, you know, we're basically going to stop giving money to these groups that oppose homosexuality. You know, we have to think about when we're going into these new markets. And I'm saying, why? And think about this, folks. Are they doing this for financial reasons? Because do you expect the people that despise Chick-fil-A to now all of a sudden become Chick-fil-A supporters? The people that they have the highest risk of ostracizing were the people since 2012 that's been spending their money to the tune of billions of dollars. Listen, you ever heard the phrase, you don't negotiate with terrorists? You're never going to be able to satisfy these people. Mike Pence is a great example. Mike Pence completely bowed in Indiana, yielded to all things that the sexual deviant community wanted, and they still call Mike Pence a hater. That's just one example. That's not even the story I wanted to give you an example of. Because many of us think that there are ways for us to make ourselves acceptable to those who, when you really boil down to it, get right down to it, their problem is not with you. They hate the Lord and his word. I'm going to read the scripture again, then I'm going to go to this story. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad. Why? For your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Isn't it interesting that Jesus talks about rejoicing when you're being reviled, when you're being lied on for his name's sake? And immediately after he makes that statement, he goes on to say, hey, by the way, you are the salt of the earth. If the salt has lost its saltiness, what good is it for? I don't think that's a coinkydink. That the Lord is saying, ho, 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 look, when they talking slick about you, lying on you, that's not an occasion to recoil. That's an occasion to rejoice. Here's an example. Many of you may be familiar with this, but the Crossing Church in Columbia, Missouri, the name of this church, the Crossing Church, the church has been in existence for about 20 years. They have a weekly attendance, for, as far as I understand, about 4,000. It's a pretty large church. Some may call it a mega church, size. The church is well known in the Columbia, Missouri community. I mean, they do all kinds of things. They also sponsor a local art gallery and a local documentary film festival. This church was in the news back in August because they went on a campaign to raise money to pay off the medical bills for their members. Some of you may remember that. On their own, they raised $430,000 to pay off the medical bills for their members. They had 42,000 people because then when they got the money, they expanded beyond their own church membership. And when others found out what the church was doing, they got other co-sponsors to where they raised millions of dollars and paid off 42,000 people's medical bills. Paid it all off. But then on October 13th, Pastor Keith Simon preached a message on Genesis 1:27 at the Crossing Church in Columbia, Missouri. And the message was a compassionate, genteel message. In fact, if you listen to the message, you know, some, like me, was wondering whether or not the brother was going to ever get to, he made them both male and female. He was talking about gender, I mean, doing it in a very compassionate way. But then he finally came to the conclusion that the Lord made them both male and female. And he asked a couple questions at the end of, toward the end of the sermon. His questions were, quote, are we sure that erasing the concept of father and mother and substituting parent one and parent two, are we sure that this is good for families? Next question. Are we sure that it is fair for sports to have biological males compete with biological women? Next question. Are we sure that we should give hormones to boys entering puberty to prepare them for gender reassignment surgery? Last question. Are we sure that our internal feelings of who we are always define reality? Well, y'all know what happened next, right? You had people who didn't even go to the church, many of whom didn't even hear the sermon. They started condemning this church. First, they repped off a petition to the local film festival and to the local art gallery, saying you're allied with a hate group. You have to sever your connection with them. And all of a sudden, all the good that this church did in Columbia, Missouri, to the people who were dead set on standing against them and calling them haters, all of that good was washed away. Now you would think, I mean, this is a church that raised millions of dollars to pay all people's medical bills. Surely if anybody should be insulated against being accused of being haters, it should be this church. No, no, my brothers and sisters. Why? Because when you stand on the word of God, you will draw hatred. What I am saying is that we must find ourselves to where we say we are standing on the Lord's side no matter what.
This city is still trying to harm children. I am Matt Staver with Freedom's Call. Liberty Counsel won an important case in Tampa, Florida that now allows licensed counselors to provide counseling for those minors struggling with unwanted same-sex attractions and gender confusion. And now the city has appealed the decision. In the judge's ruling, he refutes the made-up term conversion therapy that activists and the media frequently use. And he stated, quote, "Nothing is more intimate, more private, and more sensitive than a growing young man or woman talking to a mental health therapist about sex, gender, preferences, and conflicting feelings. We praise God for this well-reasoned decision and agree that government should stay out of the counseling room. We are confident the appeals court will uphold the judge's ruling. In fact, this appeal may mean even a more widespread decision to help children throughout the nation." Stay informed at Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/helpkids.
International, interdenominational, Wesley Biblical Seminary, Jackson, Mississippi. Now's the time for you to apply at WBS, Biblical and Theological Studies with a deep commitment to the authority of Scripture. Our online and on-campus graduate programs will give you the laser-like focus for ministry that you need. Wesley Biblical Seminary. Apply today. Preach the word, reach the world. WBS.edu.
The loss of a child through an abortion affects the emotional health of families. Feelings of anger, sadness, and regret can be overwhelming, but there is hope and healing in the aftermath. Call the International Helpline at 866-482-LIFE to talk with someone who has been where you are and healed to help others. Your call is confidential. 866-482-LIFE.
Brian Fisher with today's Life and Liberty Minute. Jesus set the bar for valid testimony when he declared it is only by the mouth of two or three witnesses that every fact is confirmed. The testimony must come from actual witnesses, not from somebody who only heard about something from somebody else. If a witness didn't see it or hear it himself, his testimony doesn't count. This principle lies at the very foundation of American jurisprudence. In the Constitution, for the crime of treason, the only crime identified in the Constitution, the founders adopted the standard that Jesus set. I quote, "No person shall be convicted of treason unless on the testimony of two witnesses to the same overt act." We don't convict someone of treason based on hearsay, and we most certainly do not remove a president from office based on hearsay. But that's all the Democrats have.
Catch Brian Fisher on Focal Point, weekday afternoons at 105 Central on American Family Radio.
Shining light into the darkness, this is the Hamilton Corner on American Family Radio.
Welcome back to the Hamilton Corner here on American Family Radio. Now, I shared this story from The Crossing in Columbia, Missouri, the church. The name of the church is The Crossing. I share that with you to let you know that it doesn't matter what you do. You will never be able to ingratiate yourself to people who are dead set against standing against the Lord's word. That is, I mean, you would think of any church would be insulated against this. I mean, these folks, The Crossing, had all kind of programs to help the poor, all kind of programs to provide monetary assistance for people who are in disparate conditions. I told you about them raising money to pay off 42,000 people's medical bills in their community. But because the pastor had the unmitigated gall to preach that the Lord made them male and female, there's no such thing as 176 genders. It's just not. And because of that, all of the goodwill, so to speak, that they had built up in the community in one fell swoop was eradicated in the minds of the people that were opposed to God's word. And listen, I'm not saying we should seek to live peaceably with all men. But what I'm telling you is that there is no benefit to getting squishy-backed on the word of God. You know, there's no benefit to waffling on the Lord's word. And I didn't even plan on talking about this, but people are asking me for it. People are saying, what happened with Chick-fil-A? When I mean, I'll just tell you right out of their COO's mouth, Tim Tisopoulos. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. After facing all kinds of incidents, and I don't know how many people have been following this, but Chick-fil-A had issues with a Chick-fil-A restaurant being built in San Diego Airport. The same thing in San Antonio Airport. They had to close their store. They tried to open in London. They tried to open a franchise in Canada. That one ended up being protested against and all this kind of thing. So they're facing these things domestically and internationally because people are calling Chick-fil-A a hate group. Now, I didn't even mention that after the whole brouhaha in 2012, there was an attempt by LGBTQ activists to boycott Chick-fil-A. Governor Huckabee came out saying, oh, let's have a boycott. Ended up being a huge success for Chick-fil-A. Soon after that, the Chick-fil-A leadership had, I don't know how many people remember this, but had some of the sexual deviant activists in their booth during a college national championship game, college bowl game. But I didn't even say anything about that. And so now, getting to what's happened now, the Chick-fil-A has said it will no longer donate to three organizations, the Salvation Army, the Paul Anderson Youth Home, and the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, because they support same-sex marriage. In the past, Chick-fil-A has donated millions of dollars to these organizations. But now, their COO, Chief Operating Officer, Tim Tisopoulos, came out and said, quote, we made multi-year commitments to both organizations and fulfilled those obligations in 2018. He went on to say that the chain now will focus on, quote, education, homelessness, and hunger. He goes on to say, quote, there's no question we know that as we go into new markets, we need to be clear about who we are. There are lots of articles and newscasts about Chick-fil-A, and we thought we needed to be clear about our message. When there is a tension, we want to make sure we're being clear. We think this is going to be helpful. It's just the right thing to do to be clear, caring, and supportive, and do it in the community, end quote. Now, to be fair to Chick-fil-A, they did not say that they will never give again to these organizations, but for the time being, they are no longer going to give to them. They're going to give more money in charitable donations, but not to organizations that are controversial. Do I need to translate what controversial means for you? You know, and again, and I'm saying, man, you know, I'm not on, you know, the Dow Industrial Jones average, but I know a little bit about business. I wonder how many activists actually were buying Chick-fil-A sandwiches before this. And I wonder how many are going to start buying them now. Y'all know the answer to that. But how many people became Chick-fil-A supporters because they appreciated their stance in supporting biblical marriage? Now, how many of them will be offended now? Uh-huh. Y'all get what I'm saying. All right. So if you wanted to know what's going on, that's what's going on. And in fact, Mike Huckabee came out and said that he regrets doing the whole boycott thing with them now because he sees this as an indication that they're moving away from the founder, Truett Cathy's values. And he posed the question rhetorically, how long will it be before they open on Sundays? Man, listen, I'm going to go back to what the word say. Let me open it again. What the word says. I can't speak like that, Jason. You got me saying things all inappropriately. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely. On my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Reviling and lies told about you, for example, Chick-fil-A is a hate group. No, they're not. They like to make chicken, and their founder was a Christian who believes what the Bible says about marriage. Does that make you a hater? No. So that accusation is false. What does the Bible say? Rejoice when they lie about you on my account. You see how this works? See, when those who hate the Lord and those who are opposed to his word lie about you because of your commitment to Christ, that's not an occasion to recoil. That's an occasion to rejoice. But I know that's not politically expedient or culturally relevant. But tell me, how do you figure you need to apologize when you smacking Wendy's, McDonald's, and everybody while standing firmly on the Lord's word? That lets you know that it's more than just natural things afoot here. Because it don't make, at this point, it's bad for business to rebrand yourself as anything other than closed on Sundays and standing firm on biblical marriage. Because who do you think is showing up buying that chicken? All right, let me move on. I had no intention to talk about this Chick-fil-A story like this. I'm telling you. But it's a perfect example, folks. Listen, in the United States of America, the Christian church in our nation, has no history of facing persecution. In terms of world history and the history of the Christian church in the world, this is an anomaly. But we need to have a proper understanding of what it means to suffer for righteousness' sake. Suffering for the sake of righteousness. We need to get our weight up and understand that when the world is reviling you, and we haven't even gotten close to the place of physical persecution in our country yet, but we're at the place where people can't even take a tweet. Now, Lauren Daigle, Drew, I mean, we can go down the line. You can't take a, you know, Drew Brees ran. So they was associating him with Focus on the Family. Oh no, I'm not close to Focus on the Family. I'm like, what are they going to do to you, Drew Brees? You make $40 million a year. You make $40 million a year. What are they going to do to you? Oh, they're going to put thumbs down on my profile page. Weak, man. Weak. Weak. We need the Lord to give us some backbone, folks. And the backbone really is not, and I want you to hear me well. The backbone is not this emotional arousal, drumming yourself up to be able to stand. The backbone should be a response to our love and commitment to our King. The key to Matthew 5:11 is when they lie about you on my account. It shouldn't be that easy for us to act like we don't know the Lord. Oh, there's Peter right there. He sounds like one of those Galileans. Oh, no, not me. I'm not with them. Sure, yeah. Aren't you a Galilean? Weren't you with that Jesus fellow? Not me. I wasn't with him. Nah, you walk like you hang out with them. Surely he's with Jesus. Now you start cussing. Bloop, 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 bloop. I don't know the man. We may not want to admit this, but that's the way a lot of us live. Professing to be Christ followers, but lifestyles demonstrate cultural atheism. As soon as somebody start coming, wait a minute, if you want to go to the Christmas party, you have to affirm this. And this is not to condemn anybody who has waffled under that pressure. One of the great things in the scripture is seeing how the Lord restored Peter. But brothers and sisters, at least Peter was standing in front of Jesus' execution. I mean, many of us, the greatest thing we face is having somebody put an angry face on your Facebook post. Come on. When God haters and those who loathe the word of God accuse you falsely, that's not an occasion to recoil. It's an occasion to rejoice. Moving on. Goodness gracious. Lord, give us courage. 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 All right, Kash Patel, and his full name is longer than that. I'm going to try to pronounce it, but I'm going to say this one time. Kashyap. I don't think I'm saying that right, so I'm just going to call him Kash. K-A-S-H. Kash Patel currently serves as President Trump's National Security Council Senior Counterterrorism Director. A lot of words, I know, but that's the role he serves. Prior to his current position, he was on the staff of Congressman Devin Nunes, who used to be the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, which is the committee that is now chaired by Adam Schiff. I'm sharing all of this with you because and this is, I found this to be a very significant development, is because Cash Patel has filed a lawsuit for libel against Politico, against Politico's owner, Robert Alberton, and against Politico reporter and MSNBC contributor Natasha Bertrand for $25 million in damages for publishing libelous claims about him. That is what he sued for. Now, just to give a brief primer, I got to hurry up before the disrespectful music comes on. Both libel and slander are two types of claims, actions for defamation. Defamation, generally, is the public publication of false information against a person. All right? That publication, if it's verbal, that publication would be slander. If that publication is written, it would be libel. All right? Cash Patel has said that Politico's owner, and the particular reporter, Natasha Bertrand, published libelous information against him when Natasha Bertrand wrote an article on October 23rd, and I have the article right here. Oh, wait, that's not it. Where did I put it? In the article, the headline of the article is, quote, Nunez protege fed Ukraine info to Trump, end quote. In the article, Natasha Bertrand goes on to say that Cash Patel gave information to President Trump that encouraged him to link aid to an investigation into the Bidens. All right. Cash Patel said that's a flat out lie. That's a flat out lie. And in fact, testimony in the closed door proceedings shows that that's a flat out lie. Now, why is this important? In my opinion, this is critically important because this lawsuit is the first attempt to put Adam Schiff's handling of this impeachment inquiry itself on trial. Now, I think this is a very, very shrewd move because Cash Patel is arguing that he has the ability to sue as a private citizen because that is what he was, that the libelous article was published while he was still a private citizen who just worked as a staffer, a congressional staffer. As you know, as you may know, it's extremely difficult to assert a defamation lawsuit when you are a public person. The basic elements that are required to prove a defamation action are, one, that there is a statement that is demonstrably and objectively false. That's the key, not subjectively, but demonstrably and objectively false. Second, that the statement was published, meaning that it was either seen or heard by a public third party. Three, that there is a quantifiable injury as a result of the libelous publication. And four, that the publication was not a privileged statement. There's no First Amendment protections for the privileged statement. For example, an opinion commentator in a publication saying, this is my opinion about Cash Patel, there would be no action there because it's a First Amendment protected statement. But when you assert facts that are, and here's the key, demonstrably and objectively false, which means that you had the wherewithal to demonstrate that this information was false, but you chose to publish it anyway. The reason why I am suggesting that this is an important development is because it gives potentially, keyword there is potentially, it potentially gives the opportunity to have some of these closed door transcripts made public, because Politico more than likely would try to defend itself by saying that, hey, this testimony is or this statement that the article that I wrote is based on testimony that was provided to me. Cash Patel is saying that the only reason why you ran with that is because Adam Schiff's committee and his staffers leaked that to you. But if you'd have waited on the transcript, you would have known that this information was false, because the information that came out in the actual transcript shows that I didn't give President Trump anything. This has the potential, it may seem small now, but this has the potential to be a game changer going forward, because it could cause some of those closed door transcripts to be made available publicly. This is worth paying attention to, folks. More on the Hamilton Corner when we come back from this break.
AFR programming is now available on Alexa.
You're joking, right?
Nope, not joking.
Seriously?
Yep, this is not a drill.
Wait a minute, no way.
There's a way. The Alexa way. So if you just happen to miss your favorite shows, no worries. You can now listen to each podcast with Alexa. It's simple and it's free. Just visit afr.net/apps and click Alexa. We're not joking.
For well over a century, secular progressives in the United States have worked to alter the very nature of our republic.
Progressives had no problem with saying we can leave the Declaration of Independence behind. For the progressives, there are no longer any God-given natural rights.
AFA Executive Vice President Ed Vitagliano helps you understand the progressive threat to the American Republic. Get your copy of this powerful DVD from the AFA Cultural Institute at afastore.net.
Theology determines morality. This is David Wheaton, host of The Christian Worldview. It's been said that the most important thing about a person is their view of God. If you think about it, one's view of God, one's theology, from a high and holy reverent view of God based on Scripture, to the atheist who rejects that God exists, to every view of God in between, is the fundamental driver for how one thinks and lives. For example, why wouldn't an unmarried couple live together before marriage if they don't revere God and His Word? The Bible says, by the fear of the Lord, one keeps away from evil. In other words, theology determines morality. Hear more at thechristianworldview.org and then tune in this weekend for another topic that will sharpen your worldview.
Listen to The Christian Worldview with David Wheaton, Saturday mornings at 8 Central on American Family Radio.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next. How would you like to finish your degree online? Truett McConnell University makes that possible with their top-notch online program. You can even earn a master's in theology. For 70 years, Truett McConnell University has been preparing students to fulfill God's high calling on their lives, on campus or online. A degree that can not only change your life, but also your workplace. Truett.edu is the website. That's Truett.edu. There's a long-standing tradition at many high schools across the Fruited Plain. When you become a senior, you get to paint your parking spot. This year, that tradition is causing big problems, especially for teenage supporters of President Trump. At Valley High School in West Virginia, three young men were ordered by their school to paint over their parking spots because they wrote, "Keep America Great." The school district said the original painting violated a policy regarding political signs on school property. And in Calhoun, Texas, school workers painted over a Trump 2020 message on a student's parking space. You can watch video of the incident at toddstarnes.com. Over the past few months, I've documented students across the nation who have faced attacks because they are underage deplorables, and it's simply unconstitutional. Trump supporters do not have to leave their political beliefs at the schoolhouse door. I'm Todd Starnes.
The Hamilton Corner podcast and one-minute commentaries are available at AFR.net. Back to the Hamilton Corner on American Family Radio.
Welcome back to the Hamilton Corner here on American Family Radio. We will open the phone lines this segment. If you'd like to join the program, you are welcome to do so. Wait a minute. Let me make sure this stuff is going right. Yes. You're welcome to join. The number to call if you'd like to be a part of the program is 888- 589-8840. The number again is 888-589-8840. The issues we have been discussing thus far is first issue from Matthew chapter 5. When the Lord is speaking in the Sermon on the Mount and discusses that revilings and even lies on us by those who are upset with us for standing firmly on the Lord's word, it's not an occasion to recoil. It's actually an occasion to rejoice. That we should not allow revilings, insults, lying accusations to cause us to recoil, but that's an opportunity to rejoice. And with that, I shared the story. And I want to be clear. I'm not saying that the church in Columbia, Missouri capitulated. I'm not saying that. This church, The Crossing, I was just providing the point that this is a church. If any church would have developed, you know, well-meaning capital in the community, this would be the church. I mean, all kind of programs for the poor, all kind of programs to provide financial assistance. They raised all kind of money to to pay off the medical bills for over 42,000 people in their community. But the pastor made one fatal move. What did he do? He preached from the word of God that there are only two sexes. And that got him and the church labeled as haters. And many in the community canceled them because of the hateful communication from God's word. And the simple point there is, man, listen, you will never appease people who are committed to standing against the word of God. So we need to make sure that our faithfulness isn't contingent upon a public popularity contest and that our commitment is to the Lord. Secondarily, I shared the story on the suit by Cash Patel suing Politico, a Politico reporter, and the owner of Politico for libel for printing false information about him relating to the presidential impeachment inquiry. In my view, this could create the opportunity for access to the private documents, the private transcripts, and things to be made public through this litigation process. So these are the things that we've discussed so far. I also mentioned, and I didn't intend to go into that story a whole lot, but what's happening currently with Chick-fil-A. And there's some people that are confused about certain things. And, you know, an easy thing to do would be for Chick-fil-A to just come out and affirm these organizations that it's reported that they are distancing themselves from in because of the controversy concerning groups that stand against same-sex marriage. So pretty, pretty interesting. And again, the number is 888-589-8840. The number to call again is 888-589-8840. Just something for you to note. This week, the impeachment inquiry hearings will continue. There is expected to testify Tuesday, Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman. Now, I shared with you before I went out of town on Wednesday, that this is, I would describe it as impeachment the movie. I played the audio from Brian Stelter that said that, well, hey, I mean, this has to be a blockbuster. You know, if you're going to have people that are going to watch the whole series, then you got to have the blockbuster in the first episode of the series. You know, like, this is a show. The other reason why we know this is a show is because almost all of these witnesses have testified in closed-door hearings that the public has not been apprised to. And Adam Schiff has transcripts of all of them and all of this stuff, and Republicans are not being allowed to call witnesses. And it's amazing that this is being allowed to happen in the fashion that it's happening. But it is happening nonetheless. So Lieutenant Colonel Vindman will be Tuesday, along with U.S. Ambassador to NATO Kurt Volker. Wednesday will feature testimony from U.S. Ambassador to the European Union Gordon Sondland. And Thursday will feature testimony from former National Security Council official Fiona Hill. So that is what you can expect to happen. And with that, we will go to the phone lines. Oh, let me say this too. Man, I have to apologize. I'm so sorry. On Wednesday, I mentioned about callers that weren't able to get through on Wednesday calling back on Thursday. I didn't realize that I would be going out of town as early as I was on Thursday. I thought I was going to be here in studio on Thursday when I made that statement. Then after the show was over, I was reminded that I wasn't going to be here, but the show was over. So I am so sorry for that, and I will endeavor to have a better handle on my schedule before I make statements like that. To the phone lines we go. We will start in Kansas, where Nicholas is on the line. Nicholas, thank you for calling the Hamilton Corner. Welcome to the program.
Hey, I just want to say I'm from the great state of Kansas. I know you kind of leave that great off to Kansas, but
Let me put some respect on Kansas's name. I don't mean to leave that off. I now have on the show with me Nicholas from the great state of Kansas. Put some respect on Kansas's name. Nicholas, go right ahead, my man.
Appreciate it, brother. Appreciate it. Just I call it great because God's doing things here, and I see him moving in our church and just reviving our hearts, and praise God for that. But I wanted to go back to something you said earlier, because you probably wouldn't just replay it in the program, but it was so good it needs to be said again. You said something like, the backbone that we have shouldn't be just some emotional, yes, you know, drummed up sort of thing. You said it needs to be because of our affection for Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And I thought that was so good, brother. I just wanted to say it again and encourage our brothers and sisters out there.
Amen. Thank you for that, Nick. Thank you for that, Nicholas. I don't want to mess up your name. Thank you for that. That's right. It is not, you know, you sit in the corner. You remember the old, where my mind went to, the old Tom and Jerry cartoons, you know, and you got Jerry the mouse getting steamed up, his head turns red, now he's ready to act. That is not our disposition. We're not attempting to arouse ourselves emotionally to be courageous. That is not it at all. It is our courage is centered on the fact of the one who's captured our souls, man. The one who invaded human history to be the propitiation for our sins. You know, it really provides a dividing line for whether or not Christ following for you is just a casual accessory to your life, or whether Christ is your life. You know, there's no negotiation concerning whether or not to remain committed, to remain faithful to the Lord and his word. And there's no need to be hostile or belligerent about it. You know, I get asked questions sometimes. Well, Abraham, why don't you, like, for example, I loathe reference to marriage, and I just say marriage, as traditional marriage. Why? Because it's not the product of tradition. If you're suggesting the lifelong commitment of one man to one woman with the capacity to bear offspring is merely the product of human tradition, well, then human traditions can change. This is not human traditions. This is a divine ordinance. This is a divine ordinance. And describing it as tradition, in my opinion, downgrades it. And also is an insult to the Creator, in my estimation. Now, this doesn't mean I'm hostile. Ooh, I see somebody who is living in a way that violates God's standards for human sexuality, and I want you to hear me clearly. Because homosexuality is not the only violation of God's standard for human sexuality. If I meet someone, I'm going to, sinner. No way. No way. But I'm not going to allow my love for people to cause me to all of a sudden act like Jesus is not my Lord. You know, I think about, you know, Debo coming around. Red. You know, you see when Debo be coming around? Before he get it, I be talking. That's what Red said. And when he show up, I shut up, but then when he leave, I'm talking again. That's what he said. You know, tuck your chain in, Debo is coming. Man, I'm not tucking my Christ chain in for nobody. Man, do you understand the Lord saved my soul? How dare I allow the pressures of culture to move me to abandon him? And listen, I'm not trying to talk like I'm some big guy. I'm considering the depth of forgiveness and the grace and mercy that has been extended to me. How dare I then now live as though I don't know him? The basis of our courage and our commitment is not an emotional arousal. It's in full view of what Jesus Christ has secured for us and who he is in our lives. Back to the phone lines. Next, we will go to Iris in Texas. Iris, thank you for calling the Hamilton Corner. Welcome to the program.
I love your passion, Abe, and I appreciate listening to you every night. And brag to you, a lot of my friends to you are very informative, and you love the Lord with every fiber of your being, and it's evident. But my point being tonight is I thought about Chick-fil-A, and I thought there's an old expression, when a person was a coward, they were chicken. Mm. So I think that kind of fits tonight. And also someone that I admire, a Messianic rabbi by the name of Asher and Trader that lives in Israel now, had something in one of his books that said, what you compromise to gain, you ultimately lose. Mm. I think they will lose far more by what they gain for what their decision has been this time.
Well said, Iris. Great call. Thank you for your call and your comments. Oh, man, well said. I'm trying to get some more in here. We'll go next to Tennessee. where TC is on the line. TC, thank you for calling the Hamilton Corner. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for taking my call, Abe. Appreciate it. Just wanted to make this quick statement about Chick-fil-A and the church. One, let's pray for them, definitely. Mm-hmm. But two, let's call, and I'm not talking about a boycott here, I'm just saying, let's call Chick-fil-A like we would do a brother who was taken in a fault, like mm-hmm. the word says, mm-hmm. and restore him. Mm-hmm. Attempt to restore Chick-fil-A with inundation of calls and emails. And the church that took the stand, the pastor that preached, let's inundate his church with encouragement and, you know, to keep standing.
That is actually a good idea, TC, a very good idea. Oftentimes you have people like the church in Columbia, Missouri, and the church is the Crossing Church, the Crossing. They only hear from people to rebuke them or to condemn them. So encouraging them would be a great call. And your recommendation to call Chick-fil-A is another good one to let them know, hey, man, they're more for you than they're against you. You know, don't allow a vocal minority overwhelm the views in the vote of the majority. And what they may need is simply to have, you know, a brotherly encouragement, like, man, what you doing, man? Get this together. You know, we like your chicken. We want to keep buying it. Help us help you. You know what I'm saying? Great call. Great idea, TC. Great idea. We'll go back to Texas now where John is on the line. John, thank you for calling the Hamilton Corner. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Devin Hamilton. I appreciate you. You're my brother in the Lord. And I just want to know that we have those out there that are standing behind our president and behind the troops that are fighting for our country, and those that he gives a clemency to, those that, you know, have served our country well. And there again, we have those that are on the far left that are just their hearts have been hardened, and they're doing everything that they can to destroy America. It's a shame. It's really a shame. But we do have our brothers and sisters in Christ. I really appreciate you, Brother Hamilton, and your love for your children and your love for the country. And we need to stand in support of our president and get behind Israel. We see things that are happening now that are coming to pass. It's just great to know that we have a president. He has some backbone, and he's proud of our country.
All right, John, thank you for your call and your comments. We'll try to squeeze one more in. We'll go to Kentucky, where Frank is on the line. Frank, thank you for calling the Hamilton Corner. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Brother Abraham. The reason why I'm calling, I was just called to so other people would encourage the radio audience to pray for Chick-fil-A, mm-hmm. and that they will not act like Peter denying Jesus. Also, there is other Christian organizations in the past that used to be Christian organizations, like the Red Cross and YMCA.
Yeah.
And Satan has moved in there and took the whole thing over.
Yeah.
So I just asked everybody to pray for the owners of Chick-fil-A.
Well said, Frank. And TC had the same recommendation. You know, it's true. You know, the YMCA, a lot of people may not even be aware, but the YMCA was a Christian organization from its onset. The Salvation Army has gotten a bit wobbly as well, which is interesting concerning the funding circumstances with Chick-fil-A, because the Salvation Army is kind of getting a little bit wobbly itself. But I'll conclude the program where I started the program. Matthew chapter 5. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. God bless you all. Good night.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.
Faith.